passion, drive, persistence, resilience, love. All qualities that shape and define us. Join the Cyber Warrior as he helps shape your path. This is Walk With Me. Welcome back to Walk With Me, a Cyber Warrior Studios production. I'm your host on this journey, the Cyber Warrior. This week, I want to kind of reach back and elaborate on my Motivational Monday video. And I want to talk about laziness, mediocrity, and greatness. You see, when I think about things, I like to think of how to always be better and do better, right? And no, that doesn't mean, being better than someone else. It's doing better for myself, right? And for a while, I struggled because to me, being great was being like that person that you thought was better than you, right? It was idolizing them. It was putting them on a pedestal. It was making it out like you had to compete with them. And when I think of greatness, it's not in that way. And don't worry, I'm going to touch on the other two here in a minute. But when I think of greatness, it's comparing yourself to yourself, right? Are you consistently working to improve? Are you working to improve your education, your career, your life, how you act around people? Are you trying to be better as an overall person? Because as a society, we have regressed, or at least social media makes it seem that way, and mainstream media. A lot of what you see is negativity and people kind of regressing into a lot of negativity, a lot of it. And I'm not a fan. So anybody who has been following me for any amount of time knows that I try to always be motivational, inspirational, and that's kind of, my niche. I promote cybersecurity stuff for sure, but generally speaking, a lot of what I would do is just to help others, and it's to motivate them to be better and to do better, both as a person and within their career and their life and relationships or whatever the case may be. Just be a better human being. And so to me, greatness is always improving and never really settling for the bare minimum, never settling for where you're at, because we can always do better. We can always be better. And that can be in your career, that could be in school, that can be in, your relationships, that could be as a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, mother, father, husband, wife, it doesn't matter. You can always do better. There's always things that you can improve upon. And for anybody who says there's not, I'm sorry, you're a liar. I'm just going to put it out there. We always have things that we can, look internally at ourselves and realize we can do things better. Now, saying that, it doesn't mean you're ever going to get perfect, all right? There's no such thing as a perfect person or being perfect. It doesn't exist. But you can strive for it in such a way that you are the best you can be at that point in time. And do better the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And as long as you're doing that, you're striving for greatness. The thing with that, though, is it takes a certain type of person. And I think everybody has it within them. I think everybody has the ability to be great and achieve greatness. Some people are just unwilling to do the work. Because what it takes is a warrior spirit. And I've said it before. I've said it on a lot of my videos and a lot of my content about having that fighting spirit, that warrior spirit that is going to continue to strive to be better every day than they were the day before. Now, personally, I have had times where even I've slipped, right? I've done some things. Maybe I didn't do my best at work. Maybe I didn't do my best at home, right? I get in arguments with the kids or my wife or something along those lines, even my parents and my sisters. It happens. But as long as you learn from it and you grow, and you keep striving to be better, then you are working on achieving greatness. And I don't think it ever stops. At no point should you ever stop trying to improve yourself, no matter how old you are. Because life is so short. And so I have seen even the most physically disabled people do things that I could never do. Or, correction, do things that I am unwilling to do. Their form of greatness and success is different than mine. So it's not that you can't do it. It's a choice. Everything in life comes down to choices. Everything. And so I look at things differently. But now let's take a step back and let's look at mediocrity. Let's look at settling and being content. Something I'm not a fan of. I'm just never have been. I will never be a fan of just kind of going through the motions. Honestly, it frustrates me. It aggravates me. And it does something to me on a level that I don't like. All right. It sends me into a long, deep depression as well. I can never be mediocre. I can never just settle and be content. I always have to be striving for more. But I relate mediocrity to what I see a lot of organizations do in my career field, cybersecurity. But before we talk about them, let's talk about as people and mediocrity as people. So as people, we go through life and we have to go through school, sometimes college, we get careers, and you have to work for a living. To sit here and say that you are going to work a job the rest of your life that is the bare minimum. Oh, I just need to survive. I'm not saying that you can't do that. I'm not even going to say initially that that's mediocre, only if you complain about it. Hear me out. If you have made a choice to not further your education, whether for free or other, right? Going to college or the school of YouTube or Google or whatever the case may be. If you have actively made a choice not to further your education and then complain about the work that you're doing and want to get paid more, but you're not doing anything to better your situation, you're mediocre. You accomplished the bare minimum to get to where you're at. Now you're expecting to get more without doing any more. You're mediocre, all right? And it's on par with laziness. You're just doing the bare minimum to get paid and get by and be done. And yes, I know there are situations that occur where you're being asked to go above and beyond way too often, and that's the only way you're going to get paid more, or this at the third. I get it. And in certain career fields, I can understand where you're coming from, where that could be a problem. You know, you're asked to work overtime almost every day of the week. You do it, you're paid hourly, you get paid for it, but it never leads to a raise or promotion or something along those lines. So eventually, yeah, you revert to doing the bare minimum, but that's not initially how it started out, right? So then I look at this from a perspective of when you graduate school, what'd you graduate with, right? And no, grades don't mean everything. But I look at it as, did you try your best? Did you apply yourself? Did you try to get all the knowledge you possibly could? Because if you did that, that's not mediocrity. That's you doing your best. It's doing as good as you can and always trying to get better. Mediocrity is going in, not studying, not doing the homework, passing a test or barely passing a test, and getting out of Dodge. That's mediocrity. That is where the problem lies. And that's why I equate that to laziness. So now let me take it a step further. And this is why I will also equate this to companies. I work in an industry of cybersecurity, and there's a lot of regulations around, a lot of frameworks and things that you have to accomplish in order to be certified to do business and or not get fined. And even now with insurance companies and things like that, they're requiring people to do their due diligence, which is following these frameworks. Here's the problem, though. These regulations, these frameworks, they are the bare minimum standard. So when people wonder why things happen, when people wonder why companies go down for weeks, months, sometimes permanently due to cybersecurity issues, I equate that to they did the bare minimum and couldn't recover because that's all they did was the bare minimum. They didn't go above and beyond because, oh, it's going to be too much money or I actually have to invest in people, right? Take it back to the people. So there's a problem. So all of these things, it's being mediocre. It's not striving for greatness. Not as a company and not as a people. It's doing the bare minimum to get by and expecting results that come with striving for greatness. But then let's get worse than that. Let's talk about laziness. Laziness is you didn't even do the bare minimum to qualify, right? Not as a person, not as a company, nothing. You haven't even done the bare minimum to be even a minutely successful human being. And when you do that, then you're asking for handouts. I need help. Someone please help me. Hand me this job. Hand me this money. Hand me this, that, and the third. That's laziness. And even today, we see it. And there's always an excuse behind it, right? It's always, oh, this happened or this happened. Or it's someone blaming somebody else. There's always a reason why you did not excel in life. Now, there are extenuating circumstances. People get in accidents, things happen. I get it. There are extenuating circumstances. I'm not talking about those. I am talking about the people that are physically able to work, physically able to learn, physically able to go to school, mentally able to learn, and choose not to. They choose not to improve their standing. They are content with being lazy and getting handouts for everything. You see, that's another issue. And then those same people wonder why they're not getting anywhere or why they can't get more money or, you know, oh, I was held back by this, that, the third. You've done nothing to better your situation. You're not being held back. You're being lazy. Those are the type of people I have an issue with. So saying all that, I say this because I truly believe in this world, we all have the ability to be great. We're all born with the capability to be great and do great things as humans, as workers, as, you know, people going to school, as husbands, as mothers, as fathers, as wives, daughters, sisters, aunts and uncles, as everything. We have the ability to be great and to do better every day. But the real question is, are you going to do it? Are you going to actively put in the work to be a good coworker, to be a good leader, to be a good executive, to be a good mother, father, whatever? Are you actively going to put in the work? Or are you going to complain? Are you going to find excuses for the way life turned out for you? Because no matter what comes our way, if you keep fighting, if you keep up with your warrior spirit and you fight every single day to be better and do better, you will achieve greatness. You will find greatness. It's at the tips of your fingers. You just got to go for it. No, otherwise, look, hey, I love you all. This has been another episode of Walk With Me, a Cyber Warrior Studios production. And as always, I'm your host on this journey, the Cyber Warrior. If you would like to support this show, please do so down below in the description of this video or in the show notes on the podcast if you're listening to this on audio. Otherwise, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be back again next week. I love you all. Take care. and have a fantastic coding day.